Where do you get the big starbursty portal that's fixing to open? Everybody gets you, look at you, piss pods ready to get video footage of that.
Those portals spontaneously, quickly, or do they take timing, like 15 minutes of timing to open? Or do they open up like in a flash? Or is there a difference?
That's relative.
Yeah, the flash can be stretched out.
Some flashes last a millennia.
Right, yeah, okay, so that's unanswerable.
It's unvisualizable, preferable not to visualize. So, Ion, is there some soundscape that these vehicles are giving off that's communicating other stuff, like maybe crop circles?
That's a response of it, yes.
Ah, crop circles are a frequency response to the future.
Crop circles are the nodes of the phytoplankton in the plants that respond a certain way, which makes them have a certain vibrational frequency, which they lay down, because they don't crush the fields. They actually grow to the ground. It changes the way they lay.
Did you get that, Ed, of Information Farm? That should be excerpted, that last 40 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That was incredible. That's the most original interpretation of crop circles we've
so
heard.
They lay down in response to what frequency, Ion?
A frequency.
And are there people that are displaying that frequency purposefully?
Well, the vehicles are, the people in the vehicles. See, the plants are responding to the vehicles, and the crop circle is the effect of the response.
Hmm.
So it doesn't matter. Did man create crop circles? Most certainly. Is it a man that's a few thousand years, what you say, time from being born yet? Yes.
Right, and so the shapes of the crop circles, the sites that really go into these geometric patterns, they're looking at what
they see. They're old schooling it, Bob.
That's right. They're looking at visual versions and missing the acoustic dimension of it.
No, the
acoustic, the frequency.
Okay. We're going to tell you something here.
Trigger. Good.
Okay, remember back in the day when you used to have symbols in order to open portals?
Yeah.
And you remember the importance of the symbols wasn't to go, it was so you could come back?
Yes, yeah.
Well, what the hell are those but symbols so you'd know where you're back to?
Right, so they say human provocateurs are making those patterns, but are they
just a couple thousand years from what you say being born yet?
Oh, I see, right. So so from our limited perspective, they're just manifesting, and so those images are, what did you just define them as, Carol? Symbols.
Symbols.
So the tones that the vehicles that Sue saw give out are tones of parallel world traveling, rift riding?
It's not parallel if it's this world, Bob.
Hmm. So when you shift and go away and then come back, we see the visualization, but there's a non-visualization communication going on. And that's what you miss if you just analyze the symbols.
Okay.
Okay,
Oh, my God.
Good. I mean, that was nebulous enough, Bob.
Yeah, I'm just mixing the eye and the ear. It's the Joycean disease, the James Joyce disease, playing with the eye and the ear.
I think I've heard some people talk about hearing sounds.
Yeah,
or
they do.
There's feeling vibrations.
There's lots of YouTubes on that.
Yeah.
And they also see these little bubble things, little bubbles.
Is there a reason why the crop circles mostly show up in England?
Well, they show up lots of places.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, the majority of them are there in England. They're all over the world.
No, they're not.
Well,
they are.
That's just the Queen's control of the media, and she likes to make it seem special, her Golden Isle. So she makes it seem like that. It's all happening there.
She's trying to vindicate Lyndon LaRouche.
Yeah,
and
that vindicates LaRouche's debunking of the Queen. LaRouche would say what I just made a statement from the LaRouche quadrant.
Right.
Reptiles are us.
That's what we said, according to Lyndon LaRouche.